A reading from John 8, 12-18. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me.
Let's talk about the importance of testimony, because in the Gospel of John, it's very clearly, from the very opening verses of John, of the Gospel of John, the testimony of others about Jesus is put right up front and center. And the validity of that testimony is crucial for anybody encountering Jesus. Is what is being said, this has been going on for centuries and millennia, and that is this testimony valid? And here it is directly put in front of us, and Jesus is answering that. But testimony, I just want to talk about the concept of testimony, because it is how we learn anything, and the truth of it is incredibly important.
Yeah. Well, all history is just testimony. It's interesting how we view secular history as being true. But this biblical history, people immediately have a question with it. We can't know anything apart from testimony. And when you were talking there, it reminded me of what John ends his gospel with. It's almost a direct declaration. These things have been written so that you might believe that he is the Son of God and that you might have life in him. It's not a direct quote, but that's how I kind of vaguely remember it. And so what John has written is, look at all of these things and all of these people and all of these declarations of testimony to who Jesus is. It's like a courtroom. This is testimony to point to who he is, so that you can base your faith on some realities that can be validated through the declaration of others in time. And so John is clearly creating a historical treatise here to make a point.
Which I think goes to explain why we have four Gospels. There are four different accounts or testimonies using the testimony of others. The most explicitly historical is Luke. The others are perhaps more personal and direct encounters, but they're all providing us with different testimonies about the lordship and the authenticity of Jesus Christ as Savior.
And yet all of them, except for Matthew, who would have been there, and John, who would have been there, are using, even in their pulling together the testimony of others. I mean, we believe that Mark used his association with Peter quite a bit to know some of the inside stories. And Luke clearly is doing his research as a what we would call a classical historian. It doesn't deny the reality of it. And the power is that you have four testimonies in four Gospels that do not contradict. There are hard passages. There are hard things in ordering because each is telling the story from a different angle. But clearly, the amazing overlap and cohesion of the story through those four testimonies adds credibility to the Jesus story.